I can tell you in my own life, it has transformed me. That you can know all the techniques of how to condition yourself to succeed, but if you don't know why you're doing it, if you don't know what it is you're moving towards, then it's rare that you're going to get the most out of yourself. Years ago, I had the unique good fortune as I began to study some of these technologies for optimum performance. I was invited to go to Russia, and I spent over there approximately 2 weeks. During that time, I got a chance to explore many aspects of Russia. I got to go to the universities. I got the chance to meet with some of the people who were involved in optimum performance technologies. And in the process of doing that, I found myself on one stretch where I was on the Trans-Siberian Railway, where I was going literally from Moscow all the way to Siberia and then back to Leningrad again. We're talking about a large stretch of land and a lot of time to just think. During that time, I was just starting to develop some of my personal power. I really hadn't created my life the way I wanted it, but I felt like there were some possibilities out there for me. I was still living in my 400-square-foot bachelor apartment. I was still overweight. I was still in a position where I really didn't have my life where I wanted it in terms of my relationships. But on that trip, for 2.5 days, all I did was set goals. And then for another 2 or 3 days, all I did was design plans on how I was going to achieve them. And I set goals that were well beyond my present ability or skill. I had no idea how I was going to make them happen. And that's important. But I operated from a principle that's talked about in every religion known to man. So regardless of what you believe religiously or spiritually, it's a common law. And that is the power of absolute total belief and faith. I operated from the frame that if I could get inspired enough, if I found a goal that was exciting enough for me, I would figure out how to make it happen. Even though right now it might seem impossible, I would pull it off. And I laid out goals for my life in virtually every area, personally, emotionally, socially, spiritually, physically, financially. And I chunked down, what do I want in my life ultimately, and what do I want right now? And a lot of areas I thought, well, I can make it happen. I figured I can get control of my emotions. And so I set goals about how I wanted to be, how I wanted to communicate, how much joy I wanted to have, how much passion, how I wanted to live every single day, the kind of person I wanted to be as a human being. I described everything. Now you might say, well, gosh, you know, you're really creating a lot of limitations. I set goals and I look at them and then I review them and see if they still make sense to me. But I did it in detail. I also did it in the area of finances and I set some pretty absurd goals. I decided I wanted to make $250,000 a year in personal income. At the time, I was making less than $3,000 a month. $3,000 was a good month. Guess what happened? I came back. I laid out this plan. In fact, I did the plan on the back of a map that I bought in Russia. I have it to this day where I broke down the whole thing. I show it oftentimes to people in my seminars so they get an idea of where I was and what I actually created just by designing the roadmaps necessary for success. I came back and began to implement it. A lot of my plans, I have to tell you, did not work out. But I achieved over 80% of my goals in less than 12 months. I mean, massive change. I went well beyond anything I dreamed of. I changed myself physically. I lost all the weight. I changed myself emotionally and developed the confidence that was necessary. I changed myself in my relationships massively. I took myself from totally broke financially to over $1 million net worth in less than 12 months. You talk about massive change. My life changed in every level. I mean, I can tell you how much my confidence changed, but you know, you might go, oh, big deal. But it did. My level of confidence, my level of faith, my ability to create rapport changed radically. I mean, and I also set thing goals besides my personal development goals because I had felt confident that I could probably accomplish some of the development within myself. But I felt like I can control that. I can't control the outside world or my economics or the ability to get things. That was my hangup at the time. I set goals for things like I was going to have a limousine, a stretch limousine. I mean, how absurd. I had a car that was breaking down continuously. I had a stretch limousine within 6 months. I mean, I'm talking about massive, massive change. I mean, you can't imagine the kind of miracles that happen. I know this sounds fluffy and bizarre, but it really works. I remember when the first time I went to Fiji. I mean, it's my favorite place in the world. And I thought, you know, I've been everywhere. I've been to most of the major countries in the world. This is the most beautiful, amazing land I've ever been to. You know, I got to own a piece of property on this specific island. You know, I never would have thought in a million years that 2 years later after setting that goal, I'd own an island, you know, or that I'd own a resort in Namali. You know, it's one of the top three resorts in Fiji now. And I go there 4 times a year with 20 of my best friends, and we all have a blast. And we set our goals there. We relook at our lives and balance it and have fun. I mean, it's amazing. But there's just, if you would have tried to tell me that 2 years earlier, I would have said, you are absolutely insane. You're nuts. There's just no way. I mean, you know, get real. And I'm here to tell you, don't get real. Get intelligent. Because what's real to you today is based on your past experiences. And if you limit your future based on your past, you're not going to go anywhere. You got to get the goals that are big enough to drive you, to excite you. So don't stop and go, how do I do it? That's not the first step. The first step is get it down. And if you do that, you can create your island, your paradise, whether that be something emotional inside of you you want to create, like a character change or a behavior or a habit, or whether that's a business you want to start, or whether that's some kind of money you want to earn or something you want to do for your children. I mean, I'm telling you, it can happen.